WNEW-FM, New York. Idiot's Delight.
When we lived in Coney Island.
All right, so here's Salman Rushdie writing as the character Rai in the novel The Ground Beneath Her Feet. Why do we care about singers? Wherein lies the power of songs? Maybe it derives from the sheer strangeness of their being singing in the world. The note, the scale, the chord, melodies, harmonies, arrangements, symphonies, ragas, Chinese operas, jazz, the blues. That such things should exist, that we should have discovered the magical intervals and distances that yield the poor cluster of notes, all within the span of a human hand from which we can build our cathedrals of sound, is as alchemical a mystery as mathematics, or wine, or love. Maybe the birds taught us. Maybe not. Maybe we are just creatures in search of exaltation. We don't have much of it. Our lives are not what we deserve. They are, let us agree, in many painful ways deficient. Song turns them into something else. Song shows us a world that is worthy of our yearning. It shows us ourselves as they might be if we were worthy of the world. Five mysteries hold the keys to the unseen: the act of love and the birth of a baby and the contemplation of great art and being in the presence of death or disaster and hearing the human voice lifted in song. These are the occasions when the bolts of the universe fly open and we are given a glimpse of what is hidden, an eff of the ineffable. Glory bursts upon us in such hours, the dark glory of earthquakes, the slippery wonder of new life, the radiance of Veena's singing. Isn't that beautiful? Salman Rushdie from The Ground Beneath Her Feet. That was Tom Waits from his new album, Mule Variations. The song is called Take It With Me. Eleanor McAvoy before that, who apparently has a new album ready for release, and in advance of that album, I have received a single called Please Heart, You're Killing Me. Please Heart, You're Killing Me. The album will be called Snapshots, Eleanor McAvoy. Long a favorite of ours here on Idiot's Delight. And U2, as I said, Bono and U2 have recorded their musical version of Salman Rushdie's lyrics to the title song, so to speak, of the novel, The Ground Beneath Her Feet. But when it will surface is anybody's guess. There is some talk that they like it so much that they want to put it on the next album, the one that they are currently working on. But we'll see. She moves in mysterious ways, and sometimes those ways take us right over to commercial land.
A Chinese philosopher once said, "Do not use a hatchet to remove a fly from a friend's forehead." Interesting quote, but not the most interesting quote you'll hear today. Not if you call Geico Direct for a quote on your car insurance. Got 15 minutes? Call Geico at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. You could cut your car insurance rate by 15% or more without wielding a hatchet. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
According to FBI statistics, every 3 seconds, a property crime is committed. Every 3 seconds. Now here's a great statistic. A home protected by an ADT security system is 15 times less likely to be the target of a break-in than a home without one. So why take chances? Call America's number one home security company and discover why more than 2 million homes and businesses trust ADT. Right now, for as little as $99, you can have an ADT system installed in your home. Call now and take advantage of this special offer. 50% off any one additional option up to a $75 value. Be smart. Be safe. Protect your home and family. Call ADT.
Call 1-800-488-9050. That's 1-800-488-9050.
36-month monitoring agreement required at $25.99 a month. One-time activation fee may be required. Certain other requirements, restrictions, and fees may apply. License number 12000025576.
If your home still has its original windows, chances are they're hard to keep clean and even harder to slide open and shut. Don't struggle with them anymore. Replace them with vinyl-framed windows from Sears Home Central. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-954-9191. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Sears vinyl framed windows glide smoothly and many tilt in for easy cleaning. Plus, the double paned extra strength glass may help reduce your energy costs. So call Sears at 1-800-954-9191 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends May 31st. Some restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So if it's time to replace those old windows, call Sears Home Central now. 1-800-954-9191.
It's bottom line commercial time. I can tell you that at the bottom line this week on Tuesday, you can see the legendary Ramblin' Jack Elliott. Bill Morrissey is on the bill as well. That's a real fine bill. Ramblin' Jack Elliott and Bill Morrissey at the bottom line this coming Tuesday, May 11th. On Friday, the 14th of May, it will be Buster Poindexter and his Spanish Rocket Ship Band. Graham Parker will be at the club. On Saturday, May 15th, in a solo performance, Tom Freund is also on the bill. Friday, May 21st, the Mike Stern Group, featuring Dennis Chambers. And then on Saturday, May 22nd, it's a required listening show, another in this continuing series, subtitled The New Risk Evening of Discovery, featuring this time around Bill Lloyd, Leanne Smith, Roy Bookbinder, and Beaver Nelson. Sounds like an Idiot's Delight set. Bill Lloyd, Leanne Smith, Roy Bookbinder, and Beaver Nelson will all be joining Rita Houston for required listening and no-risk evening of discovery at the bottom line on Saturday, May 22nd. Then David Johansen, not Buster Poindexter, but his other persona, David Johansen, the original persona, will be appearing along with the Harry Smiths on Thursday, May 27th. And finally, let me tell you that Bo Diddley will be at the bottom line on Friday, May 28th. Bo Diddley. Another legend comes to the club. And if you can span the legends from Ramblin' Jack Elliott to Bo Diddley, with stops along the way for David Johansen and Graham Parker, then you're right on the money as far as I'm concerned. The bottom line is located at 15 West 4th Street in the heart of the village, 212-228-6300. That's the number to call for information. So let me finally play this REM song, because this was a song that I thought would be most appropriate to play in the discussion of this book, The Ground Beneath Their Feet. If you're just tuning in, I'm sort of doing the interview with Salman Rushdie without him here. It's basically, he was supposed to be here tonight, and he had to cancel, unfortunately, and I'm disappointed. And I'm so psyched and prepared that even though I thought I wouldn't even want to talk about it because of other circumstances that we discussed earlier, that it's too late if you're just tuning in. I'm not going to repeat the whole show every 15 minutes. You got to listen for stretches of time here, you know? That's what makes this show different from most radio shows. Most radio shows, you tune in, you listen for 10, 12 minutes, and that's it. You tune out and you go on to something else. This show requires an attention span of, a couple hours sometimes. It's like going to the movies. It's like reading a novel. The novel we're reading tonight is The Ground Beneath Her Feet by Salman Rushdie. Earthquakes figure throughout, which then has other meanings and ramifications personally here at this radio station. I happened to tune in last night right around 10 o'clock just as Eddie Trunk was going on. You know, Eddie Trunk does, if you're into heavy metal, heavy hard rock kind of stuff, I want to recommend Eddie Trunk's Saturday Night Show. He has the degree of freedom to program the show with his own expertise, similar to the freedom that I have to do this free-form show on Sunday nights. And so anytime somebody gets to go on the air and actually be a real disc jockey, I'm very excited and I applaud that. So Eddie Trunk's Saturday Night Show, I think it's from 10 to 2. So I was in the car and I was tuning in just around that point. And I wasn't sure who was playing REM's It's the End of the World as We Know It. Turned out it was Jane who was playing it at the end of her show, but it was sort of leading into the beginning of Eddie's show. And these were sentiments being directed towards all of these various rumors and reports of rumors about the demise of music on this radio station and the inauguration of some sort of a talk format sometime this month. Again, these are rumors and reports of rumors. Nothing official has actually been announced by the management of this radio station. And as I said earlier, I have reason to believe that there will remain elements of music on the station on the weekends, and that this show, which is a specialty show that has managed to circumnavigate all formats for years and years and years, will continue to do that, unless it doesn't. But I have reason to believe that we'll be around for a while, regardless of what happens during the week. I'm thinking of, here, before I play R.E.M., I'm thinking of getting all Idiot's Delight listeners to put the letters ID in the windows of their cars, and then if you see somebody driving along with the letters ID in the car window, when you pass them, hold up the copy of the book you're reading at the moment.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I am a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world serves its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Feed it up an ox beat. Grunt no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down high. Wire and a fire representing seven games in a government for hire and a combat site. Net to us is coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Keep my team reporters baffled. Trump tethered cross. Look at that. No plane. Fine. Then. Overflow, population, common food, but it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself. World serves its own needs. Listen to your heartbeat. Dummy with the rapture and the reverend and the right. Right, you patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, fright, fight, feel it, pretty sight.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
Caught in foreign towers, slash and burn, return. Listen to yourself, turn. Locking in, uniform and book, burning blood. Letting every motive escalate, automotive centerate. Light a candle, light a motor, step down, step down. Watch your heel crush, crush, uh-oh. This means no fear, cavalier, renegade, steer clear. A tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline.
You'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you sink like a stone. For the times, they are changing. Come writers and critics, you prophesize with your pen. Won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. And the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are changing. Come senators and congressmen, please heed the call. Lock up the hall, for he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are changing. Put a price on my soul.
childhood knees are heavy. My dreams are beyond control. When that steamboat whistle blows, depending on the way you feel that you live. Dear landlord, please don't dismiss my I'm not about to argue, I'm not about to move to no other place. Now each of us has his own special gift, and you know this was meant to be true. And if you don't underestimate me, underestimate you.
about you, but for me, the last couple of times I've listened to this song, as opposed to the first bunch of times that I listened to this song, the last couple of times, it's really beginning to sink in what a wonderful Bob Dylan song that is. It's called Mississippi. It's Sheryl Crow, of course. Now, I've read that he actually wrote the song for her and gave it to her. But I don't know, you know, if that's the absolute truth or not, or if it was just one of those songs that kind of makes the rounds in demo version, you know, and somebody picks it up and decides they want to record it. But it is a wonderful Bob Dylan song. And the first number of times that I heard it, it didn't really sink in. You know, I guess the lyrics didn't really hit home completely, but the more I hear it, the more impressed I am with it. Mississippi. From the Globe Sessions, that's Sheryl Crow, of course, here on Idiot's Delight on WNEW-FM. Jack Logan before that. Jack has a new album out called Buzz Me In. And we heard the opening song from the album. It's called I Break For God. Uh-oh, look out. Religion rearing its strange and spiritual head once again here on Idiot's Delight. It's a little more tongue-in-cheek than that, I suppose. I Break For God. Driving some hot rod up in the heavenly stratosphere. Bob Dylan himself with Dear Landlord from the John Wesley Harding album, coming out of Tracy Chapman's version of The Times They Are Changing from the 30th anniversary concert at Madison Square Garden, October 16th, 1992. It's been that long since that big event took place, 1992, October. Tracy Chapman, The Times They Are Changing. And of course, REM opened up that set for us with It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine.
On an all-new Everybody Loves Raymond, Ray's wife is going out dancing with his brother.
What earrings do you think?
What's the difference? When that dress flies up, nobody's going to be looking at your ears.
All-new CBS Monday. The biggest music festival of the summer, featuring Elvis Costello. Hootie and the Blowfish. Sean Mullins, plus Lucinda Williams, Shane McGowan, and many more. Live at the Guinness Flaw, an all-day festival at Randall's Island. Saturday, June 26th. See Elvis Costello. Continuous music on three stages. With Hootie and the Blowfish. Sean Mullins. Guinness Flaw, coming Saturday, June 26th to Randall's Island. Pick up your tickets on sale now. Call Ticketmaster at 212-307-7171. Or go to any Ticketmaster outlet. See Elvis Costello, Hootie and the Blowfish, Sean Mullins, and many more at the Guinness Flaw. Don't you dare miss it.
It's time to sit back, relax with a friend. Let's get up, let's have a drink, let's get together. Have been again.
Join us for Bennigan's Grill and Get-Together, featuring USDA choice steaks like our delicious top sirloin and fire-roasted salsa shrimp combo and our sensational Southwest sampler. Plus, by popular demand, our decadent white chocolate chill-out is back. But hurry, Bennigan's delicious Grill and Get-Together won't last long. In Parsippany, Ocean Township, and Morristown.
Bob, what's new? Last night I get in my truck and in the back seat is one of those supermodels. Says she always wanted to meet a man who owned a sauerkraut factory. We're eating sauerkraut. She's wiping juice off my chin. I get heartburn. I pull out my Rolaids and in under 10 seconds it starts working. Then she's gone and so's my heartburn.
Rolaid starts working in under 10 seconds? You expect me to believe that?
It's true. Rolaid starts neutralizing acid in under 10 seconds. R-O-L-A-I-D-S spells relief. Use as directed.
Whoa, ever hear of a tune-up? Some people. Yeah, you know, it's tough being a dog. I got cars, I got trucks, buses, spewing pollution right in my face. Yeah, and yours, right? Yeah, it's a big problem. But New Jersey's doing something about it.
Guy, take it easy, will you? I'm walking here. Anyway, this new emissions inspection program from Clean Air New Jersey is going to help clean up all this junk in the air. And it's easy. They got lots of inspection stations, plenty of open lanes, more convenient hours, plus these private inspection facilities all over the place. And you only have to go every 2 years. Hey, other states are doing it too. Hiya, Charlie. Ah, home at last. So clean up your car's act, because clean air is better for my kids and yours.
Clean Air New Jersey. On the web at www.cleanairnj.org or call us at 1-888-NJ-MOTOR. Sponsored by the Clean Air Program of New Jersey.
Ah! 36.2 hours ago, Christy Shirk typed the word opera into City Search. newyork.citysearch.com, the online guide. It's how to get to the good stuff.
...42.3 hours ago, Claire Muller typed the words performance art into City Search. newyork.citysearch.com, the online guide. It's how to get to the good stuff.
newyork.citysearch.com, how to get to the good stuff. And now you can buy your MetroCard online at metrocard.citysearch.com. It's safe, fast, and convenient.
Well, here's an odd little email that I received during the week that I guess I ought to acknowledge. It says, "Hey, Vin, for the longest time, me and my cousin Dom have been among your loyal followers. We truly appreciate you, your guests, and all you stand for. We'd just like for you to recognize us on the air once, so we will know in our heart of hearts that you know we're here with you." Thanks so much, Michael and Dominic. Well, okay. I acknowledge that you're there with me, and I appreciate the fact that you're there with me, Michael and Dominic. Because we are all of us an endangered species, certainly in the world of commercial radio, and more in the world at large, in the culture at large. Those of us kindred spirits who can unite around the kind of music that I play on Sunday nights on Idiot Slide are becoming fewer and further between. So we have to recognize each other when we come across each other and acknowledge our kinship. So Michael and Dominic, yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for being out there. This is Idiot's Delight. I'm Vin Scalza, WNEW-FM in New York. If you were listening last Sunday night, the beginning of my nervous breakdown occurred right around the time that a CD started skipping horribly on the air. It was this beautiful Ron Sexsmith version of an old Tim Hardin song from the Bleecker Street Greenwich Village in the 60s album, which is about to be released, which is an album that contains new versions by contemporary artists of songs that came out of the whole village folk scene back in the 60s. There are songs on here by Tim Buckley and Bob Dylan and Simon and Garfunkel and John Sebastian and Fred Neil and Tom Paxton and Leonard Cohen and Eric Anderson and Phil Oakes and people like that, right? Done by Chrissy Hine, Jonathan Brook, Jules Shear, Marshall Crenshaw, Patty Larkin, John Cale and Suzanne Vega, Larry Kerwin and Black 47, people like that, okay? So it's an interesting marriage of sensibilities. Album coming out at the end of the month to be called Bleecker Street, Greenwich Village in the 60s. And last Sunday night, I got very frustrated over the fact that our CD machines here would not play Ron Sexsmith's version of Reason to Believe. I have since obtained another copy of the album, and hopefully, this time, I won't be upset. When I play Ron Sexsmith on WNEW-FM, it's an old and beautiful Tim Hardin song.
If I listen long enough to you, I find a way to believe it's all true. Knowing that you lied straight face while I cry, still I'd look to find a reason to believe someone like you hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never think of myself. trying my way.
If our minds are deranged, please don't ask us why. Beneath the sheltering sky, we have this strange obsession. You have the means in your possession. Seeing the star with you. Seeing the star. Man agreed he would satisfy their need, so they danced for his pleasure with a joy you could not measure. They'd wait for him here, the same place every year, beneath the sheltering sky. Across the desert he would fly to hear the star.
At some point in the night, she had a dream. Or was it possible that she was partially awake and was only remembering a dream? She was alone among the rocks on a dark coast beside the sea. The water surged upward and fell back languidly. And in the distance, she heard surf breaking slowly on the sand.